SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House supports the Justice Department's criminal probe of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the White House is leaving the investigation of the Fed chair up to the Justice Department.
One thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out.
She insisted that the president believes in the independence of the central bank, despite his sharp criticism of Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Iran is proposing talks as violent protests continue. Correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
President Donald Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after his threat to strike the Islamic Republic, as an ongoing crackdown on demonstrators has led to hundreds of deaths. Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters. Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the U.S. military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Thousands of nurses at several major New York City hospitals have gone on strike. That strike began Monday morning after negotiations through the weekend failed to yield a breakthrough. The affected hospitals include New York Presbyterian, Montefiore, and Mount Sinai. About 15,000 nurses are participating in this strike. On Wall Street, the Dow by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 62, the S&P advanced 11. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Facebook's parent company Meta has reached nuclear power deals with three companies as it continues to look for electricity sources for its artificial intelligence data centers.
Meta struck agreements with TerraPower, Oklo, and Vistra for nuclear power for its Prometheus AI data center that's being built in Ohio. Meta announced Prometheus, which will be a 1 gigawatt cluster spanning across multiple data center buildings in July. Prometheus is anticipated to come online this year. Meta says that the three deals will support up to 6.6 gigawatts of new and existing clean energy by 2035. According to a general industry standard for utilities, a single gigawatt can power roughly 750,000 homes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 86 points, NASDAQ up 62. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.